This is the 26th Sunday after Pentecost. The first lesson is recorded in Malachi 4, beginning with the first verse. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like a well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord God Almighty. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb. For all Israel, see, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. This is the word of the Lord. The second lesson is recorded in 2 Thessalonians 3, beginning with the sixth verse. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers and sisters, to keep away from every believer who is idle and disruptive and does not live according to the teaching you receive from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling, so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to offer ourselves as a model for you to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule: the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. We hear that some among you are idle and disruptive. They are not busy. They are busybodies. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the food they eat. And as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Some of his disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked, "when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" He replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and uprisings, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prison, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. And so you will bear testimony to me. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair on your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life. When you see Jerusalem being surrounded by armies, you will know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those in the city get out, and let those in the country not enter the city. For this is the time of punishment and fulfillment of all that has been written. How dreadful will it be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. There will be great distress in the land and wrath against this people. They will fall by the sword and will be taken as prisoners to all the nations. Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and the tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, another election bearing local, state, and national consequences has taken place. There have been, of course, various reactions to the election of President-elect Donald Trump. I found one quite interesting and very much helping me to get the focus for today's message. Gerard Araud, I think that's how you say his name, the French ambassador to the United States, tweeted shortly after the presidential race had been called in favor of Trump, and he wrote in his tweet, "The world is collapsing before our eyes." Interestingly, as we were listening to the lessons this morning, which had much to do with world conditions before the fall of Jerusalem, but also world conditions before the end of the world and the return of Christ, interestingly, I didn't hear Jesus reference the names Clinton or Trump or the year 2016 or even America specifically. Well, perhaps the ambassador had been in pre-celebration mode, assuming a Clinton victory and the fine French wine and champagne served to cloud his judgment at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'm trying to put the best construction on it for him. No, the election of President-elect Trump has not sparked Armageddon, just like the election of Barack Obama did not spark Armageddon. However, there will come a day when God the Father gives the command, and this world as we know it will in fact come to an end, a sudden end, a violent end. In today's gospel lesson from Luke chapter 21, we find Jesus and His disciples walking in Jerusalem in the temple area, the district of the temple. Some of the disciples were commenting on how beautiful and just what a wonder the temple was itself. Jesus then begins a teaching on two terrible events. In verses 6 through 24, Jesus is talking about, largely, the coming destruction of Jerusalem. Now, he spoke these words in around 32 A.D. So he's speaking about the coming destruction of Jerusalem in 32 A.D., and then it happened in 70 A.D., history now knows. Because in 70 A.D., that was the time when the Jews mustered a force to rebel against their Roman occupiers, which led to the Roman army arriving in Jerusalem and basically leveling the city, including the temple. Then, starting in verse 25 of today's gospel lesson and continuing through verse 35, Jesus turns His focus to the end of the world as we know it. Though Scripture clearly tells us that we won't know the hour or the day, we do know that there will come a day when wickedness in this world will have reached what you might call a saturation point, and God will send Jesus to bring an end to it. And it will be a violent end. Take a look at what Peter writes. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. Did you hear that? That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. Stephanie and I have been watching a series entitled Doomsday, 10 Ways the World Will Be Destroyed. And why do we watch such a show? Because we are committed and dedicated to watching only uplifting and encouraging shows. I don't know, maybe it's our version of Fright Night entertainment. But actually, it is possible that God might use one of those 10 natural disasters to bring about the end of the world. Here's part of what we heard Jesus say this morning. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and the tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. The Gospel of Matthew also gives us an account of this day when Jesus and His disciples were walking through the temple district. Some of the same things are in Matthew's account as we heard Leif read from Luke. But listen closely to Matthew's account. It's a little bit on the longer side, so I'm not going to put it on the wall, so please listen closely. Jesus says, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death. You will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the wickedness, the love of most, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation spoken of through the prophet Daniel, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. At that time, if someone says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you ahead of time. So if anyone tells you, there he is out in the wilderness, do not go out. Or here he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever there is a carcass, there the vultures will gather. And immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Do you know what I hear when I hear those words? Something of greater significance than the outcome of an American presidential election. Much greater significance. I hear words of foreboding, but I also hear words of hope. I hear words of warning, and I hear words of victory. My friends, one day Jesus is going to return. We certainly don't know if it will be before the end of this year, though it could be, or before the end of this decade, or the current century. I remember being married to my, newly married to my lovely bride, and we were in our first apartment, maybe about 3 months into marriage, and the phone rang one evening. And yes, I had to get up from where I was sitting and actually walk to the wall and remove the receiver from the cradle upon which the phone receiver sat. Imagine that. Anyway, it was an insurance salesman. He wanted to sell these newlyweds life insurance. I told him I didn't need any. He asked me why. I told him because Jesus was coming back. He asked me how long I thought it might be before he returned. I told him maybe 20 or 30 years, 40 years tops. And that was 43 years ago. Got that one wrong. And I have since purchased life insurance. But not because I don't think Jesus is going to return, because rather I grew up some and realized that I had certain responsibilities as a husband and then a father. I may have been wrong about Jesus returning within my 40-year window, but I am absolutely right about this. In His time, Jesus will return, and we are now 43 years closer to His return than that fall day, that fall evening when the insurance salesman called our home. You know, Jesus said that there will be signs and the wonders and the roaring of the sea. I can't scientifically prove that storms have become more violent over the last 20 years, but they sure seem like it. And did you notice that Jesus predicted that Christians would be persecuted? Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death. And you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. Jesus sure got that one right too. Down through the centuries, there have literally been millions of Christians who have been martyred because of their faith in Jesus. Killed because they believe in Jesus as their Savior. And the book of Revelation tells us that persecution against Christians will increase as the end of time draws near, closer, and in significant measure. The violence perpetrated by radical Islamic fundamentalist terrorists is without question persecution. And did you notice what Jesus said about the quality of love as time, the end of time draws near? He spoke, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Have we not seen a digression in civility? Have we not seen horrid acts of violence against the very men and women who put their lives on the line every day for us when they don their police uniforms? We have seen these things. I've watched a good number of presidential campaigns come and go in my life, but this one takes the prize as the most mean-spirited and vitriolic I've ever witnessed. Now, I'm heartened to observe that both sides have seemingly offered olive branches to each other. But still, is love for one another in our country growing cold in the world? I can't answer that question definitively, but I can reiterate what Jesus says at the end of this passage. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. What a blessed promise. And that's why it's so vital that you are here this day and each and every Sunday you possibly can, so that your faith can be nurtured and fed through both Word and the sacrament of Holy Communion. This gathering together is vital for the care and feeding of our souls. You see, in a world that would rather believe that there are no absolute truths, God has nonetheless given us marvelous truths in the Scriptures. And two of them are these. One, Jesus is going to return. And when He does, every eye will see Him. If you and I are alive on the earth when He comes, we will rejoice. And those who don't hold faith in Him will find themselves filled with terror. And the second thing, the second truth to be reminded of this day is something at the very end of today's gospel lesson. Here it is. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Yes, when Jesus returns, only those who have faith in Him will be able to do that. To stand before the man, to stand before Jesus, confident in whom we've placed our trust. Friends, in His time, Jesus will return. He calls us to be ready. Ready on that day. Ready on this day, because it could be the day. And ready every day until that day. Amen.